Let's get the disco music on. Now, I'm joined in the studio, I'm very pleased to say, by two gorgeous girls and Mini Cha-Cha. Hi, Mini Cha-Cha.
Hello.
We'll explain about that name in a while. Joined in the studio by the gorgeous girls from Two Shoes, having appeared on X Factor, the girls have gone from strength to strength with their single Turn Me On, Turn Me Out, and appearing on a variety of TV shows, from hosting This Morning's Hub, gigging all over the UK and abroad, also appearing on Celebrity Juicy, Extra Factor with their good friend Rylan, and loads more. And also today they're going to be singing live in the studio. So good morning, girls.
Hi, Michelle.
It is a little bit like Charlie's Angels when you do it like that.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. We've been having a good old natty. You're both looking exceptionally well.
Oh, thanks.
You are as well, Michelle.
Well, I wouldn't say that, really. Don't put that picture up of the three of us. A really busy few years since you were on The X Factor. How did you two actually meet up in the first place?
How did we meet?
I know, it's kind of like a long story. Like, we always knew of each other because we always sang, like, from when we was kids.
Yeah.
So it was always like, Charlie Bird's famous in Basildon. Oh my God, I love Charlie Bird.
This is so not true. I just had a pushy mother that made me sing in loads of shows.
And we just kind of met up during a show once, yeah, didn't we? And we was like, oh, should we do something together? We rehearsed for a little bit and then it kind of fizzled out.
Mm.
And then I think it was you, Shu. You messaged
me. I'm the creator of the show.
Yeah, and she was like, I think it could have been really good. Should we get back together? So then the rest is history.
I know. I can't get rid of her now. So
how long have you been together sort of officially as Two Shoes?
From 2010. So what's that? 6 years?
About 6 years.
Yeah, about 6 years.
And
now.
Why is it Two Shoes?
Well, we love shoes, but we was actually called New Shoes.
Yeah.
And we got two judges' houses.
New Shoes.
Extra new shoes. And we had to, like, change it, but we obviously, like, love the whole shoe theme.
Mm.
So we thought, oh, we're like a pair of shoes. You can't have one without the other.
You can have two.
Why have one when you can have two?
Who were your favourite singers when you were growing up?
We've got quite, like, different tastes,
yeah,
I think.
But I think we also do like each other's.
Yeah.
Like, mine would be Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
he's like my number one absolute idol. Love everything about him. And when I was growing up as well, my whole family did. So he was kind of like a part of the family.
did you get to see him live?
No, never. Oh. Which I'm so gay about.
Yeah,
I love him. But you like kind of like more country.
Leanne Rimes, I love.
How do I?
Oh my God, I love that song. That's my favourite. we've got like quite different tastes.
You do realise you've gone like those people that are actually twins and you start finishing off each other's sentences.
We always do that.
Yeah, I know, it's so bad.
I love it.
It's not even thought out, it's just natural.
Go back to the X Factor. How did that, were you just queuing up and you just started speaking to the camera people? How did it happen for you? Because there's thousands upon thousands of people there over days, isn't there?
Yeah, to be fair, it's mad. Like, we woke up late, we were running late, we hit loads of traffic, we stopped for a McDonald's. we were very casual about it.
Yeah, when we got there as well, because the groups have a separate queue.
Mm.
So when we got there, there was no one in the queue. They'd already gone in. So we was like, we're not even going to be allowed in.
We've missed it.
And they tried to make us queue up with everyone else, which was like, it was thousands of people.
Yeah.
We was like, we can't do that. We need to get in with the groups.
Mm.
So I think we just saw a cameraman, didn't we? And we was like,
excuse me.
The groups have gone in. Like, what do we do? Can we get in? And he was like, oh, yeah. Then all of a sudden he was like, oh, can I film yous? We were like, oh, yeah. And then we was like, we're in from the off. It just sort of happened, didn't it?
And then you went through and you sung. And then, because there are different rounds, people don't realise.
Yeah.
When you queue up, that's the first audition. That's the very first audition. And then you've normally got about three or four after that.
Yeah, I think it was. I can't remember.
Or five.
I think there was about two or three.
And then you get to, like, the first judge stage
arena.
Yeah,
and that is really difficult. Your year you went through, you were allowed to have microphones and you got reverb, because the other years it's dry.
No, it's awful, isn't it?
And that's
I'm so glad we had that.
and then they had the reaction, because before, obviously, they just had the room, which I'm not really keen. I like the crowd because it's nice for people to have some sort of feedback. So what was it like when you got up there? Were you really nervous beforehand, or did you think, just go out there and don't worry about it?
We was nervous.
I think we was nervous.
We?
It's a bit of a blur now. Like, when you watch it as well, you think, oh my God, is that actually us?
Yeah.
But I remember being really nervous. I don't think hardly any voice came out.
It kind of doesn't seem real, and it goes so quick.
Yeah.
Like, literally, and we had our mums there. We had Dan there as well. Like,
what was it like before? Can you remember before actually getting the fame? Have people changed around you since you've got that fame? Or have you changed? What is it like to suddenly be, hello, it's Lucy and Charlie, with people coming up to you? What is that whole thing like?
I think one thing that we're, like, most proud of is that from the day we auditioned to now, the whole journey, we've just been exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't take the girl out of Essex. No, you know, we still love a bit of Primark and a Mackie D. So we're quite proud of that, though, because obviously on the show, you know, we saw, you know, some people get a little bit diva-ish.
Just can't say names. I won't say anything.
There was a few. I'll tell you in the break.
Secret squirrels.
Because it must go to people's heads. If you've got people saying how wonderful you are all the time.
Yeah. But I think we've got good families as well.
Definitely.
They just keep us down to earth.
Yeah.
We could never be like that.
No. I know both your mums and your dad. There'd be a swift, like, to the back of the head.
Yes, I would.
So what is your tips? If you were saying style tips for Essex girls, what is the, what the top five things that an Essex girl has to have to be a true Essex girl?
Oh, my God. You've got to have the lashes.
The tan.
The teeth.
Extensions.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
And a nice pair of shoes.
Thank God for that. I went into a bit of a cold sweat. So you've both got amazing teeth. Did you have them done before you went on to TV, or is that because why does everybody they've all got such good teeth?
Charlie's obsessed with her teeth.
I'm obsessed with teeth.
Toothbrush.
I carry my toothbrush everywhere in the bag. A quick brush. But yeah, I love teeth, but it makes you paranoid as well.
Yeah.
Because when people talk to you, I feel like they're like staring at your teeth. I'm looking at shoes now. They're
looking
nice today.
They're vile. Do you know what, though? One of the first things on X Factor is everyone got their teeth whitened. Mm. But she wasn't allowed
because
she was pregnant.
I cannot tell you. I was so enraged. Mm. I was like, are you joking? So I was like, buy me some of that pearl, you know, the pearl drops.
Yeah.
Try and make them white.
Mm. Yeah, so she missed out.
Because you did, with the song that you did, you got out of a car. Now, you were pregnant at the time.
How I got out of that car, I don't even know.
And I thought,
it was hard to get out.
I thought you'd just be sitting there on like little stools singing something, nice relaxing song. And there you are. But I was like, oh my Lord.
So you powered through
like
half
naked men. It was great.
Were you pleased with that song? Or would you have liked to have done something else to show off your vocals?
Would have liked a different song.
Yeah.
And we looked awful.
Horrendous. But we have still got the black dress, but we'll never wear it again.
No.
But we've got to keep it. I can't bear to get rid of
it. We loved the pink car at first. It was like, oh my God, pink car, amazing. Then they like rolled on like this really old like Toyota and they just sprayed it pink. We thought we were going to get like a Ferrari like in pink. We was like,
we're going to get to keep it after. Yeah. So drive home in it.
We was like, it's all right, we don't want it.
Now we're going to play, you are going to sing live at the end of the show, but before we do that, we're going to play your single. Now you shot the video to this.
Oh, this
was
so much fun.
Yeah.
So this is Turn Me On.
Turn Me Out.
Turn Me Up. So tell us a little bit about the tune.
Do you know what? It's an old cover of the Kathy Brown song. It's Kathy Brown, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we just loved it. Like, it's a really good dance track. And we obviously like fancied a song that like people knew.
Yeah.
And you know, they could play in like clubs and stuff and... Yeah, it was good.
What about the video, though, Lucy? Because I saw there was, wasn't there a couple of oiled up men?
Yeah. I know, obviously, like, she was buzzing about that. I was like, oh, no. No, it was so much fun.
I was like, can we touch them?
Yeah. It was all green screen as well. Yeah. So until it was finished, we were doing, like, random things, and we didn't know what it was going to look like. But no, we love it. It's a bit of fun, isn't it? And we got to wear little like specs and like be in a laboratory, didn't we? So
making men.
Yeah,
making,
I mean,
what,
who
a great job.
That would be good if you could make the perfect man. Normally, I don't know, who would you have as your perfect man? It's a famous.
It's got to be a bit of a mixture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, this sounds really sad, but anyone from Hollyoaks, I really.
Oh
like.
My God!
Shoot,
aren't they nice?
How about you, Shoe?
I love Pete from Towie. I
yeah, he's
him.
Nice.
You know, Pete Wicks.
Oh,
only because as well, he's got
he's
like little
sweet.
Dogs as well, and I love that. But yeah, he's got like, you know, like long hair on men. I love that. A bit of a piratey sort of look.
That's nice. And also, they don't go bald at the front.
But
it's not
so
nice. Just ponytail at the back. That's what you never know. You see, now he's only probably in his late 20s. By the time he gets to 40, you're like, what happened to the bun
could
hair?
Change.
It's in the drawer somewhere.
The bun hair.
With the clip-in.
Yeah, with the clip-in. You're on my mind all day till I go to bed. Oh, baby. You're always in my head. All I ask for is a love to ease my mind. You got to work your love, 'cause I don't have much time. Move your body to me. Good, give me that special treat. When we're making love, I wanna feel the heat. Turn me on, get on up, turn me out, get on up, baby. There we go. That is the girls there with Turn Me On. Turn Me Up.
Out.
Out. Up. Turn Me Up. Hello. We're just telling, while you were just out, we're just telling Lucy my toilet story, but yeah, it was a little bit disturbing. So I'm talking about that now. Lee Luscious said, thank you very much for your vocal lessons, because Lucy, you do singing lessons as well, don't you?
I do. Hi, Lee. Hi, haven't seen you in ages. We'll have to catch up soon.
Yes.
But yeah, I do some vocal lessons at New Vibe Studios in Romford. Check it out, everyone. Oi, it's the place to be.
There we go. Now, Ryland Clark is a friend of yours from years and years and years ago, before he actually went on to The X Factor. You went on it first. He copied you.
Yeah, copycat.
And you've been doing The Extra Factor. So what is it? Do you get much time to spend? Because I know he's very, very busy with the stuff. So did you get much chance to have a chat with him?
Yeah, it was really nice, weren't it? To have like a catch up and stuff. He's doing so well.
Yeah.
Like, he's so, so good. But yeah, it was nice.
Very funny. Very funny bloke, isn't
he? Yeah, he's always cracking jokes, isn't he? Yeah.
And no, you have to say, you two are the same way as you are on television. And Ryland, as I've said to you, I've only met him that once. And he was exactly the same as he.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
isn't he?
He keeps it real as well, like all us Essex people.
Yes.
Extra Factor, a couple of days ago or last week?
Yeah. So this Sunday, last Sunday we was, and then a couple of weeks before as well. Mm. Sing a little bit of Venga Boys this Sunday, wasn't we?
The Venga bus is coming.
So are you going to be going back? Are you doing like a little regular thing on there?
Yeah, we hope so. So yeah. You never know, but yeah, keep an eye out for the shoes.
And you've been on Celebrity Juice as well.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Yeah.
Keith Lemon, I love. Mm. He's on my top 10 list as well.
Really?
Because he's funny, isn't he?
Oh, because he's funny. He'll laugh you into bed.
Yeah.
Wasn't he that one who had that funny little... let me finish the end of that sentence. Did he have a teddy bear? Was that him with the teddy bear? Or was that the wrong person?
No, I don't think he did have a teddy bear, did he?
You want about the monkey? No, like Johnny Vegas?
No, there was a bloke that had a teddy bear that was a rude teddy. The wrong person.
I don't know. I don't think he did have a teddy bear.
We'll cut this bit out.
Yeah. We'll have to Google. We'll Google after.
I don't think... So what is the best thing for you about being famous?
Oh, God.
Well, that's a hard question.
What do you think, Shu?
Do you know what I love? Just like meeting new people.
Yeah.
Like,
and doing things that you wouldn't normally do,
be able to do or get a chance to do, like some amazing opportunities we've had, like presenting on this morning and things like that. Like, you just dream of stuff like that, and we've actually done it. So it seems a bit surreal.
You go off to, is it Ibiza quite a bit as well?
Ibiza, yeah, we love it there.
Yeah,
you'll have to come, Shell.
I wouldn't be allowed. They wouldn't let me in.
My
friend who's got the shoe shop, she goes, she loves Ibiza. She's always there, and they go to these places where you wear bikinis and you all wear sunglasses, full makeup and champagne, prosecco, all that sort of business.
Yeah, that's kind of like the sort of
the other side.
We go to the more it's like Ibiza chill out kind of thing.
Hair up, no face,
swimming
costume.
No. Lucy, say it isn't so.
Oh, unfortunately, no one wants to see us like that.
I don't think I've ever seen Charlie, and I've known her quite a while. Never seen her without any makeup.
Oh, I have. It's a scary sight, Michelle.
No, it is not.
No, she still looks good.
Yeah,
I know.
You both look good. And Mini Cha-Cha, I have to say hello to Charlie's sister.
Hello, how are you?
Who is gorgeous and a very good singer as well.
Yes.
And always looking, she is, and always looking very glamorous.
She does look glam today.
You do look very glam.
I made extra effort because I knew I was seeing you.
Yeah. How old were you? I think I met you, were you 11 when I first met you? 11?
I was pretty young,
Yeah.
She sounds like Phil Mitchell at the minute.
I sound like Phil Mitchell.
All right, darling.
Sharon.
Hello, princess.
She's a little bit older than 11 now with that voice. That'd be really scary if you had a voice at 11, wouldn't it? Hello.
I don't like that.
Do you keep in contact with any of the other people that have been on the shows?
Yeah, especially from our year, we keep in touch with a few people. But
Johnny.
Johnny Robinson, he's one of our faves.
Yeah.
But even... Sorry.
I've got a shoe stutter.
She's normally to stutter. Because like you're part of the X Factor family, even people that are on sort of previous shows or shows after you... You kind of sort of get in touch, because you've been through the same experience. Mm. You know, have a little chat, talk about stuff and that. So it's nice.
Did you ever think there's anything? Because they getting loads and loads of backlash, which they always do in programmes that are successful, and you know, against kind of X Factor. What do you say to that?
I think you only go
from your own personal experience, obviously.
Yeah, I think everyone's got like different thoughts on it, but you know, for like us, it was great, and I think it's a great platform for like. People like obviously you get shown on telly whether it's for like a minute or 30 seconds whatever it is good, and it's kind of what you make it after but no, for us it was great.
Yeah, we loved every single minute, but I do think because they obviously they just take normal people out of their normal lives, and within like 24 hours sometimes, you know, their mainstream news, you know, front page of the Sun, like you watch.
Yes.
And it's quite hard. It's hard to deal with. And also after that, obviously, because every year there's a new show.
Yeah.
There's new people. So they almost, you know, they don't want to hear about the old ones. It's all about the new ones.
Yeah.
So I think you have to be quite a strong person to deal with that whole process.
Yeah. And the good and bad press as well. Like, it's not nice, is it, to read bad, like, bad things. We were quite blessed, really. We didn't have that bad.
Yeah, because we've got each other, I think. Yeah. If you're a solo and you're on your own, and, you know, you're going to events on your own, you're in the house on your own. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's quite
a lot.
You've
got to be very strong, I think.
Yeah, and some of the people were so young that was on it, especially Alia. There was like 16-year-old, you know, they're on their own. Mm. You just think, God, it's hard for us. Yeah. You know, how hard is it for you?
For them, yeah.
Where can people go and see you? What sort of gigs are you doing? What's going to happen for the future with your music?
We're doing loads of gigs all over, really. We do like festivals, clubs, restaurants. Anything really. So yeah, we're always out and about,
always
aren't
busy,
we, Shea?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got what we're doing in October, the pink ball in, where is
Southampton?
It Southampton. Mm-hmm. So it's a big charity gala, so we're doing that for one of our good friends, and yeah, just loads of other bits really. So keep an eye out on our Twitter,
yep,
and you'll see little updates from us.
And you play all, as you said, all around Essex. Sometimes you're over in Ibiza, because I've seen you go. I'd like a gig like that. Can you come to Ibiza for the week? Yeah, of course. I'm lucky if I get Averley.
I'll don't.
But you get to fly off and do stuff, and as you said, you get to do loads of stuff off the back
good.
Of the TV show. Are you going to be going more into presenting? Is that something you'd like to do, or
do you know what, we would love that. We do love presenting.
Whether or not it happens is a different thing.
I think you've got to go. I think we were saying earlier, you two would be entertainment for everybody if you got on. The two programs I like, Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes,
because
it's
fantastic. I sat there bare. I would have put a pillar over his head.
Yeah. Oh, I loved him. We loved him.
Yeah,
To live with him would be a different thing.
But I'd love to see you in the house, because I think you'd be great. But I think the show for you, which we said before, is I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Can
because
you
two would be... Have they actually got everybody for this year?
We need to inquire.
Yeah, we're not sure at the minute. I mean, we have been put up for it before in previous years, but it's quite hard to obviously get into it, and there's a lot of interviews and stuff. But we would love it.
We'd absolutely love it.
We'd hate it at the same time. But what an experience. And I do think we'd be TV gold.
Do you know what? Even the plane journey there would be like...
Well, I don't like flying.
What, first class?
She would be like, I hate it. I mean, I'm not even there yet.
That'd be like a bush tucker child trying to get there. And walking over the bridge. You know the bridge
bridge.
I don't like heights.
Oh, no.
We're not in heels anyway.
We'd be like crawling across it. But we'd be laughing at the same time. So it would be good.
You could go in as one entity.
Yeah.
Imagine if they tried to split us up, Shoe.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you get put in different camps.
Oh no, that'd be horrible.
Yeah. Who's going to get rid of the spiders for me?
So that's the thing, it's the spiders and the rats and stuff. I don't, you know.
There'd be the snakes for me. I couldn't handle that.
I don't like birds.
I'd probably eat like the
birds.
Bugs.
What have you ever seen a great big bird?
No, but
the ostrich.
Yeah, there's the ostrich. And then I see these little birds walking around the camp. Oh. I think they're like little, I don't know what they were called.
I love how there's like tarantulas.
Yeah, but I'm scared of them.
And can I just ask you girls, what is the best way to put on fake lashes? Because I've got one straight lash on one eye and the other lash is curly. One eye always looks like I've had some sort of seizure. So how do you put fake lashes on?
Right, so you put on the glue. You've got to leave it to like dry.
What, on the lash itself?
For a while, yeah.
And like bend the stem so they're like the right shape for your eye.
And then blow on it.
And tweezers.
Just tweezers. And what, do you look into the mirror or down or what way?
I look right at it and I just... With my tweezers, I'm making some hand gestures. With my tweezers,
I've got like our eyelash.
Yeah.
And just pin it down.
Yeah.
There's no nicer feeling than taking them off, though. Mm. You like peel them off.
You wear yours.
Have you got them on now, Shoe?
Yeah, but only because I stayed at Nick's house last night. So I put them on this morning.
I go, hi, Tom. Love you, Tom.
Hi, Nicky Bar.
Oh, you have to say a very good morning to your two little babies as well.
Oh, I know. He's at school as well, my beau. Can you believe that?
I know.
At school.
So big.
He was in the womb when we were on telly.
I know.
Bless him. And my little Moon, my little Ava.
Who is probably going to be a singer as well, I would think.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They can both carry a tune.
I know.
Yeah.
Right, you're going to finish with a song.
Yeah.
And you're going to sing live in the studio.
We're going to do an acoustic version of Justin Bieber's Love Yourself.
Lovely. Right, so here we go. Thank you very much, girls. It's been lovely to see you.
Thank you for having us.